Here's a question for young people. Have you ever imagined what you'll look like when you're old and gray? Maybe you've seen that aging booth app for smartphones that makes you look 20 or 30 years older. You might want to invest in that app. It could help you build a more secure retirement. Here now with more on this is Kimberly Palmer, the alpha consumer blogger at U.S. News & World Report. How so, Kim?
Well, it's really interesting research that's coming out of some behavioral economics that suggests if we look at photos of ourselves, age to look as we will look when we're older in our 60s or 70s, we actually decide to save more money than we would otherwise. And one study, people who looked at aged photos of themselves actually saved twice as much than people who just looked at present day or current photos of themselves. So it's a really intriguing finding that speaks to what motivates us or what could motivate us to save more money for retirement.
Well, I think I can glean the answer to why researchers think this might be, but go ahead. If the researchers told you, why do they think this is?
Well, anything that can make us feel more connected to our future self, make us feel like it's more real, that we will actually be 60 or 70 or 80 one day, that convinces us that we actually should maybe make sacrifices today and give something up so we can save more for that future self. Because otherwise, it's really easy to feel like that future self is just a stranger that, you know, might or might not come into existence one day.
So this is sort of building on past research that suggests that putting yourself in the shoes of your retired self, whoever you might be down the road, is going to lead you to perhaps save more for retirement.
That's exactly right. And in these studies, it's a pretty expensive way of aging yourself. They use pretty expensive technology and graphic artists to age photos. But the good news is that we can all do this on a lesser scale at home every day through cheaper ways of connecting with our future self.
Such as?
So number one, and this does admittedly sound a little bit cheesy, but writing your future self a letter, sitting down and writing a letter to your future self, or vice versa, having your imagined future self write a letter to you about what you wish you were doing, maybe where you're headed, what types of things, especially financially, that you want to start early, such as saving for retirement. That act alone, researchers say, can be a cheaper way of connecting with your future self.
Maybe build yourself a little time capsule or something.
That's right.
You also talk about getting more in touch with current older people to perhaps get you in touch with your future old person.
That's right. So this could be a good idea anyway, but researchers also suggest that spending time with your grandparents can be helpful and serve the same purpose as looking at aged photos of yourself, because your grandparents or any older relative almost acts as a proxy for your future self. It helps you imagine where you're headed, what kind of person you'll be. And so that can also be a useful way of connecting with your own future self.
Now, all this research about trying to get in touch with your future self to save more doesn't necessarily mean we should completely deny our present selves the things we want, right?
Right. And actually, that's one interesting thing. When I was interviewing one of the main researchers on this, Hal Hirschfield, he said that when he thinks about his future self, sometimes it actually inspires him to spend more money than he would otherwise. So, for example, when he was buying a car, he did step back and think, what would I do? What would my future self think of this purchase decision? And that's something he recommends we all ask ourselves when we're buying things. And he thought to himself, you know, to be happier, my future self would want to pay more money for a sunroof. So he decided to do that. So actually, sometimes thinking about your future self, it doesn't necessarily mean sacrificing, but it can just help lead to more informed spending decisions.
And at the very least, putting your current pictures through that aging booth app, they are pretty funny. So there's that.
It's fun to experiment with. Yes.
Thanks, Kim.
Thank you, Nathan.
Kimberly Palmer writes the Alpha Consumer blog at U.S. News & World Report, and she's author of the book Generation Earn, The Young Professional's Guide to Spending, Investing, and Giving Back.